Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today we do want to talk about the VFN Torch top three. And the first we want to share, Pat, if you remember this, why are you hating on me? Chris, why are you hating on me?
Yeah.
And in this segment, if you missed it, you really want to catch this, because in this segment we talk about bloodthirsty men who hate a man of integrity and seek to kill the upright. And this is what you're seeing right now. You're seeing right now the killing of the upright. Mm-hmm. You're seeing Christians being fired. You missed the first hour. The Speaker of the House, Boehner, actually is firing Christians from key committees. And listen, you may be frustrated because something's going on at your workplace or at your school, and you're wondering, what is happening? I feel like I'm being hated on. Mm. And you're not being religiously obnoxious or anything like that.
Right.
But it's called a clue. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's schemes. That, you know, Satan does not like, he hates your guts if you're a believer in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because God is inside of you. Jesus, you know, God's inside of you. So let me tell you something. Your presence and the fact that you're trying to live a life of integrity, that you're aiming to live a life that pleases God, oftentimes is going to convict those who absolutely do not want to please God and want to do what they want to do.
That's right.
And so why you hate on me helps you to understand what is actually going on your day-to-day life. And we also talk about some encouragement on what Jesus tells us on what we can do for those that are hating on us. Listen, you can make it through this thing. Let me share some wisdom there on how and what you can do. You know, love your enemy, do good to them, and you will see a huge turnaround that happens. I had a situation one time where this guy was just, I mean, he was the thorn that God gave me. Talk about trials.
Yeah.
And long story short, I'm just thinking, this is not going to, you know, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. You know, this is horrible. And he sat right next to me. Long story short, he entered a trial in his life.
Yeah.
And this same person who basically did not accept Jesus, was not a fan of Jesus Christ at all.
And was wearing you out.
He was wearing me out. Mm-hmm. And I just kept loving on him.
I remember that.
I was there later on to be able to minister to him. And in the name of Jesus, he prayed.
Yeah.
And his statement was, he says, man, I just can't believe that you're praying for me today. He says, I just couldn't believe. I just couldn't believe that was really real in your life. I just couldn't. I never, you know what I'm saying? And people don't see that. They don't know. Like, they think you got some sort of angle.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to do the right thing with God. And if you stick and stay, let me tell you something, it will turn around, and that's just a tremendous blessing. The second thing we want to talk about is let the main thing be the main thing. And this is a moment of wisdom that we shared. So he who pursues righteousness and love finds prosperity and honor. And it's so important to let the main thing be the main thing in your life, you know, with God. Don't wind up chasing after other things and positions and jobs and careers. Mm-hmm. Let your one pursuit in life, your one passion, be God. And if you focus on God, everything else is going to come together. But if you're stretched out trying to do the job thing, if you're stressed out trying to do this other perfect thing, and you're running, you have your values all just which ways. You know, I have to say, don't submit to your job in a way. Have your job kind of submit to your values. Sometimes people surrender their whole roles as in family member, you know, as a parent, as a believer, they just surrender everything to a particular job, not because the job requires it, but because they want to throw themselves into something that they sacrifice everything else that's so important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one we want to talk about is God. God alone is more than enough. God alone is more than enough. It's impossible. The same way it's impossible not to have water touch you when you swim or air away from us, so is it impossible to keep away the lies that Satan does to, you know, tries to do to your children. I mean, you know, so just like Satan just tries to just keep throwing all these lies at you. And the only way one can keep themselves free from these false lies is to abide, right, is to spend time with God and to hear God's voice. And so in the moment, you know, in this time of this moment of wisdom, you know, we share about how God is more than enough. No matter what the devil tries to lie and throw at you to try to deceive you and get you to doubt who God is and what he's going to do, Stay in your word. Stay abiding. And remember that God is more than enough.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.